This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Kate Middleton's announcement provokes thoughts of every mother's worst fear, not being there for their children. And while she is a royal, she is untouchable, she is behind the palace walls, she's a woman, a daughter, a mother, and a wife. And she's experiencing a medical trauma. And you know that you can just guarantee that her biggest fear is not being there for her children and being healthy for her children. That's what mothers really think about, particularly as we get older. You want to be healthier, whether it's drinking less, eating less sugar or meat or not stressing out as much or taking vitamins. You know that when you do something that's difficult or, you know, physically exert yourself, you're thinking about how you want to be strong for your kids. And so that is something that so many people can relate to. And there was so much speculation about her life, which is no one's business. That's hard for people to realize, but it is her life. She did marry someone that she met in college and who she loves. And she did understand what it means to be a princess, duchess, queen, whatever. I don't know all the titles, but I know that she will be the queen when he becomes king. But she did get married and she did sign up for the life. But there's no way that she could possibly understand what the life would be. And she's done an immaculate, impeccable job of being a royal. And there's no normalcy to it, really. She can't go just do what she wants. She can't really go to a drugstore or a farm stand or just a restaurant or anything that's quote unquote our version of normal. And she's been really graceful and poised and nearly perfect, which is pretty impossible. How does someone not break? And if she has, it's been for an afternoon that no one will ever see. And there's so much speculation about her marriage, but what it really makes me think about is it doesn't matter what goes on in their marriage. They could have the best marriage in the world. They could have challenges like everyone else. You find me a perfect marriage, I'll wait. Find me a perfect relationship, I'm waiting. So for everybody to sit in judgment as they do about everyone's relationship is just really short-sighted. And it's really almost projecting gaslighting, because nobody themselves has a perfect relationship. And maybe misery loves company and people just want to feel better about their own relationship by criticizing theirs. But it doesn't matter because it's their relationship and they're committed and they're together. And we don't get to know what's under the hood of anybody's relationship that we know, our neighbors, our friends, and it doesn't matter. And the thing that's really interesting is that times like this is what brings a couple together. And I remember having Hillary Clinton on my podcast, and whether you like her or not, I remember talking to her about the situation with Bill and basically that not defining her entire marriage. There are years and years, you know, decades and children and grandchildren and jobs and experiences and vacations and illnesses and financial issues or whatever. And a marriage is very multi-layered. It's not just about sex, fidelity, money, partnership, compatibility, looks, astrology. It's about so many different things. It's about a partnership. It's about commitment. It's about that they both decided to go on this journey together. And believe me, how many people in the world can relate to that journey? They need each other. They have each other. And during times like this, when someone gets ill, that's when you get closer to your partner. That's when you really appreciate. That's when you have to be stronger as a unit. And that's likely exactly what's happening. So everybody could speculate exactly what's going on. But this whole thing did show that you cannot ever really know what's going on with anyone, including a royal family. Everybody was an expert on what was happening. And it makes sense. And no one seems to care about this photo anymore because it's almost embarrassing. Like, who cares what they had to do? And that had to create extra stress for them. They just wanted to get a picture out and not have to address this until they wanted to address this. So that really sucks too, that it was like a forced announcement when she probably didn't feel up to it. And I mean, she is a person. She has to read what people were saying. And then people were talking about her marriage. People were talking about her past, his past, her looks. And one thing that I did say is she does have a tremendous amount of power. She has all the power because she's the woman in the monarchy and she's the one that people look up to for comfort, for solace. She is the forward-facing royal. For whatever reason, people gravitate towards one. I mean, whatever reason. She's just perfect. I mean, she really is. She's just so graceful. How, you know, and I'm shouting her mother out because for her mother to know how extraordinary she is. I mean, everybody knows their child is wonderful and loves their child, but not every mother would tell the child, please go and wait the year and you're worth it and go get that boy who you like or love or admire and that you're worthy of being the future queen. So that mother really, really put these girls up on a pedestal to say, you are worth it, you matter, and you go, never settle, and you go for yours. And I'm sure she has that support of her mother, and we heard her brother, and she's got a good support and unit around her. But there have been a lot of lessons to be learned from them. And many people are eating crow right now because they feel embarrassed by joking about something that is really common. So many people, I can name three people off the top of my head that have had cancer recently or have lost family members. And I mean, the list goes on and on. So you just don't know what's going on with someone and you don't know what's going on with their marriage. And it's nobody's business. It really isn't. How can people not realize that? Frankly, you know, sometimes you think about CEOs or people in government and what they choose to do with their private lives. It's not really anyone's business. If they're running a country properly, I don't really care what they do. And her whole life is hers. She's performing her royal duties, and what goes on with her medically and personally is her own business, and people just will never seem to realize that. And the thing is, many celebrities bring people in, like, look at my relationship, look at my this, look at my that. You know, they don't do that. They're not trying to get attention for their relationship. They're royals. Like, it's just part of the gig. It's don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't complain, don't explain. But they're not flaunting their relationship, which leaves it open for scrutiny or anything else in her life. They are performing their royal duties with dignity and pride in the way that Queen Elizabeth would have wanted. Queen Elizabeth would have been so proud of her. And there's a lot on her back, and the crown is very heavy. So we wish her well and hope she has a speedy recovery and hope that her children are understanding what's going on and that she can be there for them. And maybe this time is positive in that regard because she's totally focused on them versus having to do appearances. And so maybe that's a silver lining for this time.
After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I need you to know that I live inside television. I get so immersed in a show that when it's happening, I have a difficult time sleeping. And I think that I'm like in the show. And it's just so dramatic for me. And I'm just like, when are we all going to be together again? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's invasive too. If somebody else wants to watch something else, or like, if my daughter walks in and she wants to start a new movie, I just feel like I've left these people and I'm invested in their lives and we're all in this together. And then it ends and I don't know who I am. And I don't know what my identity is. I don't know where I live. I don't know where to go. I miss them. I don't understand. It ended too soon. It ended abruptly. Like the end of Griselda, I don't feel like satisfied. I completely forget that it's a show. I'm just like, so dissatisfied about the ending, and I'm not going to tell anybody the ending in case you haven't seen it, but like, I wasn't ready, and I want to rewind, and I'd like a rewrite, and then it's like a true story, and I can't rewrite it, and I just get frustrated, and I just don't know why we couldn't have done things differently. Like, we just had it all, and like, we could have done things differently, and we made mistakes, and it's just like, it's just very frustrating, and just different shows take me to different places, and I mean, certain shows end. Many people say Downton Abbey. Like, that's true. That was one of them. That ended. And we're just like, what are we going? What's happening now? It's just like such a sad end of an era, you know? And I get scared to get into like another relationship with a show, you know, because it's like you invest so much. Like the last show, it was so serious between myself and the last show. Like it was very, very serious. And now I'm just going to like move on and just start another show in another place with other people. Like it just feels like cheating and it feels wrong. And I don't know how to like shift into that new world. Give me a minute. Like, I need a minute, okay? I need some time for myself. You're a rebound show. That's really cheap, too, like a rebound show. It's just like, it's junk food. It's in the middle. It's like a one-night stand. The one-night stands, those don't make you feel any good. Just like watch some garbage show, and you're just like, what did I do that for? I shouldn't have even gone. I should have just not done it. Like, why would I do that? I had this amazing, amazing relationship with the show. And then, like, I just go do something so cheap. It wasn't good for the show. It wasn't good for myself. It wasn't good for the dogs who lay in bed with me. Like, it just wasn't good. And, like, I wasn't ready. And that's what happened. I just, like, got nervous and panicked and didn't want to be alone without a show. And, like, I just went and, like, went and did, like, a one-night stand show. And it wasn't okay. And you need to be ready for a new show. And you need to be ready to invest in it and not be just like on your phone the whole time or distracted, because that's really cheap too. Like you're on to the next thing, but you're not present and you're not ready. And you think you're ready for a relationship with a new show and you're just not. But sometimes if you want to get over somebody, you get under somebody else. So sometimes, you know, you get over a show and then you get under another show and it's amazing. Like it's a great, you feel badly and you feel like, I'm sorry that I've found a new show that I'm in love with and I did love you as a show and maybe I'll go rewatch you sometime. Like I'll go, you know what I mean? Like maybe we'll be in each other's lives again. I don't know. You right now, you're going to have to be somebody that I used to know because I'm with a new show now. I'm not just going to go over there and just like start watching individual scenes or episodes. Like I'm over here in a new show with new people, new characters, maybe even in a different country. And we do different things. This show's different. That show is about karate. This show is about yoga. It's like more peaceful and just, it's a show in Bali. And I'm sorry, but like this is where I live now. I live in this show now. And hopefully I'll live in this show for a while because, you know, a season, a reason, you know, we're together with shows for a season, a reason, and it's like sometimes you have a 7-year itch. So hopefully we all find shows that are meaningful and that we can commit to. But if not, just be present and in the moment and realize that that show will come. It will come soon.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.